Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Last week, we talked about a ruling by the New Mexico Supreme Court that said that religious beliefs must sometimes be compromised for the greater good of society. The decision grew out of a case where a Christian photographer refused to photograph a homosexual commitment ceremony and was then sued. The basis of the lawsuit was a violation of the New Mexico Human Rights Act, which makes discrimination against people based on their sexual orientation a crime. For over a decade, we've kept this same language from becoming law in Montana, and this decision is proof positive that we're correct when we argue that adopting this language will result in harassment of Christians or any other religion that believes that homosexuality is a sin. This week, we have even more evidence. In Oregon, the owners of Sweet Cakes by Melissa have thrown in the towel after vicious attacks by homosexuals for refusing to bake a wedding cake for a gay couple. The activists targeted not only Sweet Cakes by Melissa, but anyone who dared to do business with them, essentially killing their business through the use of mob tactics. And it didn't end there. Proponents of same-sex marriage also went so far as to threaten to kill the children of the owners. To make matters worse, Aaron and Melissa Klein, the owners of the bakery, are now under investigation by the Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industry for discriminating based on, you guessed it, the fact that sexual orientation is a protected class under Oregon human rights law. And this is where it gets creepy, or in a sense, Orwellian. Brad Avakian, a commissioner with the Bureau, was quoted in the Oregonian as saying, quote, "Everybody is entitled to their own beliefs, but it doesn't mean that folks have the right to discriminate. The goal is to rehabilitate. For those who do violate the law, we want them to learn from that experience and to have a good, successful business in Oregon," end quote. What he's really saying is that Oregon's law trumps God's law, and we're going to rehabilitate those who don't understand that. It's Oregon's very own version of a communist re-education camp. Unless you think that this is limited to Oregon and New Mexico, think again. According to Todd Starnes of Fox News, it's happening across the U.S. In Denver, Jack Phillips, the owner of Masterpiece Cake Shop, is facing jail time for refusing to bake a cake for a gay wedding. In Indiana, another bakery faced charges of discrimination after refusing to bake rainbow cookies for National Coming Out Day. In Kentucky, a t-shirt shop was under investigation after they refused to make t-shirts for a gay rights event. All of these and others are a direct result of adding the term sexual orientation as a protected class to state human rights statutes, which is why we work so hard to kill these bills every time they're introduced in the Montana legislature. Ironically, that same section of law already protects religious beliefs, but that fact gets ignored as soon as the language is added that acknowledges gay rights. As Aaron Klein from Sweet Cakes said, "This is a fight that's been coming for a while. Be prepared to take a stand. Hopefully the church will wake up and realize that we're under attack right now." And in my opinion, he's right. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.